Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as promised, Jeffrey Dopkin is here. Jeffrey's one of our top marketing experts. He's the author of How to Market a Product for Under $500. This is a massive book, folks, that you got to be careful. You might get tendonitis carrying this thing around. It's huge, but that's the point, though, folks. A lot of important stuff. This is like the Bible. It's like the Small Business Marketing Bible. And then there's another one here that's an outstanding book. It's the smaller one, but it's a lot of important wisdom in here on marketing. It's called Uncommon Marketing Techniques. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, and thanks for the nice review of my books.
Well, yeah, do any other talk show hosts do that? Drop it on the table. See, that's one of the ways you tell whether you're getting a lot of bang for the bucks. If when I drop it, you hear that sound, that's when you know that it's a lot. But it is a good book, and
it's two and a half pounds of writing, but it's all in a very conversational style. That's my style.
The only way Jeffrey does it, Jeffrey. As we head off into 2004, is there anything that we can learn for this year, can we learn anything from last year? Should we just throw 2003 away and write it off, or could we go back and look at it and say, okay, here's some things we learned?
How about if we look at some of the stuff we wish we did?
Oh.
Especially in marketing.
That's going to hurt a little, isn't it?
Well, you know, you should do it because that's the way you don't do it again in this year. So let's take a look back and then look forward.
Okay.
So if we look back, a couple of the things that I wish I did for my clients and certainly for myself, compare January's marketing goals to the way I ended up in December. Remember in January, I said, well, I'm going to do this in marketing. We're going to do this and that and this
All
and
those
that.
Resolutions Blasingame told me about.
Yeah, and what happened to them in December? We were like, did we ever go back and say, you know, this one worked, this one didn't, this one something, or we
or
forgot
didn't even,
about that
I didn't
one?
Even do it.
Yeah.
What happened to cause me not to do it?
Mm-hmm. So I think that's important just to go, and that'll assess your own ability to create goals and to follow them. I mean, you're still going to do what you're going to do because that's the way entrepreneurs do it, but, you know, every once in a while you need a little kick there to show you what you missed or at least review what you had intended with all good intentions at one point.
Yeah, and, you know, I think one of the things that where this would be very beneficial, as I kind of indicated a minute ago, is the best laid plans of small business owners often get derailed by things that we didn't see coming. And maybe if we could say, okay, I really was going to do that marketing project, but something happened. You know, this happened or that happened. Well, make sure that doesn't happen this year.
Well, you know, Jim, I think it's okay because as things unfold, as the stories unfold, new things happen and you adjust your sales. So I think that's okay.
Let me give an example, though. Let's say that I say I'm going to do this marketing project for 2003. And then I realize when I get ready to actually fund the thing, I don't have enough money for it. So I don't do it because I don't have enough money. And the reason I don't have enough money was because I didn't make it a priority. See what I mean? I mean, maybe I did.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have. And so this year, maybe what I need to do, if the marketing is really as important as Jeffrey says it is, and I believe him, okay, maybe I need to attribute a budget to it more. A more definite budget than I did last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is important because that's the root of sales. Marketing is selling to a defined audience. When you do good marketing, you define the audience very tightly. And once you do that, sales cost less. So I think marketing is important. You got to go back and assess it and look at it. I think one of the things that we got to look back on is figure out what actually worked and what didn't and to what degree. Which of the campaigns were the most successful? The most successful is they cost me the least, and I got the maximum amount of sales at the price that I wanted.
Well, and
I'll
tell you something that people may not have done last year that we learned in the past. is they may not have asked people how they found out about you when you first meet them.
I think it's crucial to test. And one of the best ways that I like to test is, or tell my clients to, is I have a 3x5 card, a stack of 3x5 cards by every phone. And when the phone rings, the question is at the very top of the conversation, and how did you hear of our company? Mm-hmm. And they write that down in the 3x5 card, and they put it in a drawer, and at the end of the month, they have a whole card full of, a drawer full of cards, and they look at that, and that tells you where everybody heard you from.
And it says Yellow Pages, it says the advertisement, it said, the 4x8 plywood sign that's on the back of the Little League fence or whatever it might
right.
be. You know what we used to do, Jeff? We had a form for when our phones would ring in another business that I had. We had a form that had, you know, the name of the customer. It was like the little notepad that the telephone message pad, only it was a solid form. And in every time we wrote a number down or we talked to somebody, there was a line under there that said, "How did you find out about us?" And they just wrote that down. And so we kept those records like that. That's a great way to do it.
Yes, I think so. And I had something like that. I used to make up for clients. It was a small little pad, size of a telephone pad, and up at the very top it just said, "And how did you hear of our company?"
Mm-hmm.
I used to give them out all the time.
Well, and of course, as you know, a lot of companies. A lot of times the phone is answered by one or two people, you know, kind of a centralized type of thing. And so it makes it a little easier. But the main thing is you have to train that person answering the phone to ask that question. Otherwise, it's not something that comes naturally for a lot of people. I actually had to train people to do that.
Oh, yeah. And I like a written record. Because no matter how much you say, "Oh, I'll remember," you don't.
One more quick thing that we might have learned in 2003?
Well, I think one of the other things that we wanted to do, but we didn't go to the library and spend a couple of hours in there looking up marketing books.
As many times as you told us to do that?
Yeah, especially my book. But that's not why I'm here, to plug my wonderful book, How to Market a Product.
But if it's at the library, that's okay.
Yeah, and I do have some library distribution. But even if it's not mine, there are hundreds of books out there. There are hundreds of great ideas, and you will get one if you go to the library and spend an hour looking at the books, or even a bookstore. I mean, there's a Barnes & Noble in every corner. Heck, in my neighborhood, a Borders just opened up inside a Barnes & Noble. I mean, there are so many bookstores now. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
So
that's,
just
and that's
go there
good.
And look.
That's good news for authors, especially. Stand by, Jeffrey. When we come back, folks, Jeffrey's going to help us take what we didn't do or what we learned in 2003 and apply it to our marketing plan, our proactive marketing plan for 2004. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Mr. Mark Knopfler on guitar, ladies and gentlemen. Taught him everything he knows. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for staying with us. Jeffrey Dobkin is our guest and our good friend, the author of Uncommon Marketing Techniques and How to Market a Product for Under $500, two books that you can get from his website, which he's going to give us right now.
It's Dobkin.com, Dobkin.com. Right. Also, DanielleAdamsPublishing.com, named it after my kids.
And if they buy both books, you'll give them a big discount, right?
I will. If they mention your name, Jim, I'd be happy to do that.
All right, check that out, folks, when you can, at Dobkin, Dobkin.com. And don't forget, there are lots of other things on Jeffrey's site that you can benefit from, and he makes it available for
right,
free.
About a third of one of my books is available on my site free.
Good. Thank you.
I'm going to read it. Enjoy.
Yeah. Okay. We've now categorized and cataloged and identified and lamented over all of the things that we wanted to do in 2003 that we didn't do. And we proclaimed and we've resolved not to make those mistakes again, and to start anew in 2004 with
Let's
an
make
absolute
some new mistakes.
With an no mistakes, all good stuff. So what do we got to do?
Well, you know, that history stuff, that's past. The good stuff is, first, let's duplicate our most effective campaign. You know, let's go back and say, this was the most effective thing we did last year. Do it again. Let's do it early so that if it really works again, we can do it a few times. another thing that I like to keep my clients steering on is get your PR campaign out of the closet and get a real campaign. Remember, public relations and press releases are the lowest cost and most effective weapons in marketing. Mm-hmm. So the way I recommend that you do it is you figure out your headlines that you're going to use for your PR and press releases throughout the year. Write them all down now. Write them down now. And I'm talking 12 of them, and send a press release out every month. The absolute best campaign I can give anybody. Best campaign ever. Lowest cost, most effective. Sit down, write 12 headlines, do it, take a week or 2 weeks to do it, and then start sending them out every month.
What would a headline be?
A headline, well, it depends on what you're marketing. I think that I have two good formulas for headlines. One is new product offers benefit. New tennis racket is lightweight. Mm-hmm. New product offers benefit.
It informs. It's some kind of information that doesn't sound like it's a commercial, right?
Right. The other is free booklet offers valuable information. Mm-hmm. Example of that, free booklet offers tips on how to pack valuables in moving. And what this does, if you're a moving company, is it gets you a lot of inquiries for the booklet, and they're all highly qualified because they're asking for a booklet about moving.
Right.
They're moving. The best way to figure out a headline is the Jeff Dopkin 100-to-1 rule, where you write 100 headlines and go back and pick out your best one.
Mm-hmm.
That's from an article in my book, Uncommon Marketing Techniques.
Now, Jeffrey, you are a writer extraordinaire. The average small business owner may be, but they think they're not. So how do we deal with that?
Well, if you're not good at writing and you still
if you just don't think you're not.
Yes. Well, you can go to a newspaper and ask for a reporter that would like an additional assignment, an outside assignment. And most newspapers do have reporters that will accept outside assignments.
Freelancing.
Mm-hmm. And they'll give you the rate, maybe it's $30 an hour or whatever newspaper reporters get in your area. And you ask them to write a press release for you. It costs 3 hours, so it's, if it's $30 an hour, it costs you $90. And then if you want to get that article in a paper, you have the reporter handing that article in this, written in the style the paper likes, to his editor. Mm-hmm. So your chances of getting written up in that paper are very, very good.
Let me throw another alternative out there. There may be a PR firm in your area that kind of specializes, that will focus on small businesses, that has a person on staff that can help you. And even though they don't work for the newspaper, they certainly will be glad to get your phone call. And as you and I both know, Jeff, these PR firms, they know where all the newspaper folks live.
Yes, they do. Another good resource, Jim, would be the Small Business Development Centers, SBDCs, that are attached to colleges.
Absolutely.
There's 600 of those around the country.
Absolutely. They're great. Mm-hmm. And most of that stuff's free.
Yes, from them it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're attached to most of the colleges. If you call a big college in your area and ask for the Small Business Development Center, they'll put you right through.
Absolutely. All right, what else?
Another thing is to keep track of how much each campaign brings in versus how much it costs. And you have to write that down in a separate logbook. Mm-hmm. And that way, at the end of the year, you'll have all the figures that we talked about up in the beginning of stuff that we wish we had done.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that'll tell you what campaigns are working and to what degree. I also think that you have to test. This is going to be the year of testing, and I'm talking about micro marketing and micro tests to figure out which way goes good. And this is why a business plan, I mean, you can predict anything but the future, and that's why business plans, you know, take them with a grain of salt, because if things turn out that it didn't work out this way and other tests prove profitable, then you move in that direction. Mm-hmm. And that's why those plans rewrite themselves in the actual time frame that they're brought forward in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to test, and micro-testing, new lists, new magazines, new inquiries, new products.
And make sure, as he said, that you test it, folks, that you make sure you know, when you spend money on a project, make sure you know how that project returned to you, what it returned to you. Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Okay, thanks so much for having me.
We appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim.
Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Mike Menzies. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.